As long as we're talking about hormonal therapy, let me throw a few issues that we threw out to them about hormonal therapy in the metastatic disease setting. Here's the statement. One acceptable non-protocol option for a patient with an ER-positive tumor who develops progressive metastatic disease on an AI is to continue the AI and add in fulvestrant.
I would disagree.
Why do you feel this shouldn't be done?
Well, I would recommend against it, primarily because we don't have good clinical trial evidence that shows a benefit to the strategy. There are some early phase 2 trials that have looked at the combination, so I think we have some confidence about its safety profile, and it would be reasonably safe. But we just don't have good efficacy data.
Of course, this is being tested in clinical trials, and hopefully we're going to have an answer pretty soon. I know the SOPHIA trial is probably going to be one of the first, although I think there's some others. What do you think those studies are going to show, since we're in that thing of predicting trials again? So dangerous, huh?
My expectation would be that the combination would be no better than either one of the individual therapies.
Really? Interesting. In a non-protocol setting, a loading dose of fulvestrant should generally be utilized.
I agree.
So that is something you do in your practice?
Yes, it is.
And again, we're seeing a lot of that, both in investigators as well as oncs in practice. Where do you think things are heading with fulvestrant in terms of dose and schedule and use in premenopausal women? You get back to this issue, should you make the woman postmenopausal? What do you think about all that?
Well, I continue to see an increase in the amount of patients or the number of patients treated with fulvestrant, and I think that that's very reasonable. I think that experience has confirmed the tolerability of the drug and the efficacy of the therapy. So my expectation is we'll see nothing but that therapy increase. In terms of use in the premenopausal woman, I think in the metastatic setting, we're going to see increasing numbers of patients treated with fulvestrant. In part because I think that the truly limited number of endocrine agents that we have available for the treatment of premenopausal breast cancer really means that functionally, after a premenopausal woman has been treated with tamoxifen, you're really obligated to make her postmenopausal. And once she's postmenopausal, then the whole spectrum of endocrine agents that are effective in the postmenopausal woman become available.
So I guess, in a way, it reminds me a little bit about prostate cancer, where it's sort of like once men with PSA progression or metastatic disease are started on androgen deprivation, they kind of stay on it indefinitely, it seems like.
Right.
So in a way, this is a similar strategy. So have you used, or do you have patients who are an LHRH agonist plus fulvestrant?
Yes, I do. In the metastatic setting.
Right.
And in that context, I do have some women that are in that setting, but that's also a setting because my expectation is that the women will be on hormone therapy for some length of time. Those are often also women who I would send to the gynecologic oncologist for a laparoscopic oophorectomy.